Hello and welcome back to the Loud Mouse Podcast. We're the Loud Mouse. I am your host, FPS Diesel. Alongside me is Quite and Wild Spartans.
I have poopy, Mike. I'm sorry.
Poopy, bro.
Brandon, I really appreciate you tying in like the poop joke with me making a farting noise. It was very cool.
Yeah, I have poopy, Mike. It sounds so stupid.
Damn, okay, genuine comedic geniuses but, right here.
I know, right? Poop, poop, pee, pee.
70 episodes in.
All right, let's fucking, let's hear about this copyright bullshit.
Oh my god. Okay, so I'm livid about this. So first of all, I'm going to say that,
what's the tea, sis?
The thing is, right, is that I think a free and open internet, I think we can all agree that's the best part of the internet.
Yeah.
No, I like not being able to speak at all.
And obviously we hate it when companies, like, clamp down on us for real stupid shit, right?
Yeah, like using 2 seconds of a song.
But
or,
I
singing their lyrics.
I think when YouTubers pull shit like that, that's even worse. That's 100 times worse.
Yeah, because
and I despise
supposed,
people like that.
Because
it's real
they're the
just
people,
Destiny hours. It's real Destiny hours.
Yeah, they're like the fucking underdogs in the situation between like companies and, you know, the media. Like they're the underdogs in the company situation because it's like YouTubers and then companies. So I can
continue. But okay, so first, I also want to say watch Rebel Taxi's video on this. It's called, like, You Can Sue Me or whatever. And
should I watch it now?
It's like 18 minutes, so I'm going to summarize it. But for the people listening, still watch that video because it's going to give you a lot more information than what we're going over here. But Julian Solomito is the boyfriend of Jenna Marbles, right? And he and his friend run a side channel called Waffsicle or whatever the fuck. Who gives a shit? Anyway, they run this channel and they do a show where they like throw a dart at the board and then they travel to wherever that dart lands, right?
Yeah.
That now you guys have seen that in movies, right? Like that.
Yeah.
I've seen that in movies and in like shit Wonderlust blogs or whatever.
Yeah. Or like this, people spin a globe and then point their finger at something. And then they go.
Yeah. And people have done that on YouTube too, of course, for years.
Yeah.
So these guys went to the Writers Guild of America and said, we came up with that idea.
Genius.
Wait.
Genius.
They tried to copyright a concept that's existed in media.
Turns
for
out,
years?
If you go to the Writers Guild of America and register a concept with them, that's not a legal paper at all. It means jack shit. Right? It just means you came up with it first. You have it on legal writing. But it doesn't protect you from someone else stealing that idea. Right,
stealing,
it's not a trademark.
Huge quotes.
stealing huge quotes, by the way. Right, but they see when other people do it as them stealing their original idea, and I'm using air quotes now, even though you can't fucking see me. But there was a channel that did this, and they're named Yes Theory, and Yes Theory did the same thing, and both Colin and the other guy who. Looks like, I don't even know his name, hold on, I need a check.
Oh yeah, Yes Theory, I've heard of these guys.
Yeah, God, I can't find his fucking name, man.
Just
go to Twitter, somebody,
Yes Theory.
Somebody like, you know.
So it was Colin and somebody else?
Yeah, it was Colin his name? Colin and Julian,
you
right?
Just said Colin.
Wait, are you talking? Are you looking at the names of the Yes Theory guys or like the?
No, I'm
yes
looking at the names guys. Of the Waffsicle guys that said they.
Oh
ended.
Wait,
Julian Samata, whatever.
Julian Samata and somebody, please cover for me and Colin. Okay, yeah, it was. Sorry about that, guys.
You said Colin before.
I know
then,
my brain
and you
had
said
like
Julian Samata before that.
I'm so angry about this. Can you
okay,
give me some slack?
Okay,
geez,
okay,
geez,
sorry,
all right,
sorry.
Right?
Don't
they went
through Discord.
They went and they registered this with the Writers Guild and they said, "Oh, we have this piece of paper that says this is our, you know, original idea. Do not steal." And their audience,
steal.
So it's like they immediately took to Twitter. They didn't like DM Yes Theory or have a conversation about this like a fucking adult. They immediately took it to Twitter so that way they could use their audience to fucking attack Yes Theory. And
that's genius.
I really? Swear to God, like if you are a YouTuber, do not encourage your audience to do that. For the love of God, like I try my best to make sure that my audience has like an opinion of their own, not to agree with me, and like if you're gonna attack someone, they need to have actually done something like seriously egregious, right? But like they pushed Yes Theory into issuing apologies, right? By way of their fans fucking harassing them.
That's not okay. That's not okay at all. Right? Like, I understand with, like, a company, for example, like let's use Discord, for example, because it's, like, in our topic list as well. Like, putting pressure on a company like Discord makes sense, right? Because, obviously, no single YouTuber is on par with fucking Discord. Like, no one's on par with a company that massive.
Also, with a company that massive, their actions have consequences, and also their inaction has consequences.
Yeah, that's the whole point of capitalism.
We were pressuring them to do something about child porn. They were pressuring them to, my Sonic fail character, nope.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we'll talk about that later, by the way. Diesel.
Yeah, so Craig, who is the co-owner of formerly Screwtac, now Death Battle, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He put out a tweet saying, oh, I'm going to throw a dart at a board and go wherever it lands, making fun of the concept, because it's a trope in media. Right?
Yeah. Like, and that's not a YouTube thing.
No, it's such a common thing in media.
And fans of the Wofsicle channel found that, started yelling at Craig on Twitter, saying, oh, you shouldn't do this. They did it first. You need to give them credit. Right? And then Craig put out a GIF, like a picture of a GIF with, I think it was Colin throwing a dart at the board, right? Saying that he's going to do it on a live stream. And then everybody was tweeting at Wofsicle, oh, this guy's stealing your idea. He took your, like, they were like, oh, he took your GIF without your permission, blah, blah, blah. And so, like, both Colin and Julian hop on Craig's ass, basically calling him a lying, cheating, thief asshole, because he's stealing their idea, quote unquote. Right? And so then, at some point, Pan gets in. Pan Pizza is the guy who's runs the channel Rebel Taxi. He gets in and he's like, this is literally a trope in media. What the hell are you guys talking about? Like, you're harassing him for no reason. And Colin fucking says, pretty much, your opinion doesn't matter. You review cartoons. What?
This is like peak stupid as a YouTuber. Like, this is like peak lack of self-awareness of your position in your job and where you stand in media. To, like, this is so fucking stupid. I can't believe this happened. This is so fucking dumb.
But, like, how dare you talk down to someone like this because they do different content
than you. No, that's literally, like, that's, like, the most common argument stupid people go to on YouTube. Like,
it's not even an argument. It's a personal attack.
it's like, oh, yeah, you don't make content like I do. Who the fuck are you talking about? Oh, yeah, I don't throw a dart at a fucking wall and then go to that place. Man, my opinion's so invalid. Like, that's so fucking stupid. That is so dumb.
Instead of, like, taking any of the criticism, and I think this happens a lot to YouTubers where it's hard for them to take criticism, because, one, you put a lot of work into the things you make.
People in general just don't like being criticized. It's totally understandable.
Yeah, it's totally understandable. I say specifically for YouTubers, because, like, people disagree with me on this, but YouTubers, even though it's not, like, somebody painting on a canvas, I'd consider it art. Right? And that's my opinion, but whatever.
Regardless of, like, what it is, it's like, whether you consider it art or not, it's like, it's still something that you put part of yourself into in a way.
Yeah. It's something someone made.
Yeah. Like, it took their creative expression to create that thing, regardless of how shit you think that creative expression was.
Yeah. And so, like, to say that to another YouTuber, instead of even take their point into consideration, and Pan linked an article on TV Tropes. So it's not like Pan was pulling this out of his ass. Right? But they just threw it under the bus. And then, like, Colin was saying, like, oh, all these Gamergate dudes are, like, telling me that I'm wrong.
God.
It's like, it's 2019! It's 2019 bringing up Gamergate, you fucking retard!
God, Gamergate dudes?
He's just saying that because it's somebody with an anime profile pic telling him he's wrong. Are you kidding me?
Nah, like, when somebody resorts to that kind of shit, like, that genuinely means they have no fucking retort. Like, they don't know what to fucking say because instead of addressing your argument, they go about some shit that doesn't matter about your appearance.
And, no, like, this guy...
It's one thing if somebody does it as a supplementary thing, and then they go on to debunk your argument. He's like, you make cartoon of you, and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Fucking... Ugh.
Yeah, these guys sound like... fucking stupid. They just sound real stupid.
Well, after Pan put out his video, both Julian and Colin realized error of their ways and issued a formal apology. But, like, none of this should have happened in the first place, and I think that's an obvious, right?
I can't believe that people think they have the right to copyright a concept, even, like, we've had situations before where this has happened, and, like, people have been like, you know what? I'm not gonna do that. Like, the whole Fine Bros thing. Like, you cannot copyright the word reaction.
Well, they weren't copywriting it. They were trademarking it.
Yeah, they were trademarking it. But it's like, you can't just claim this thing and then be like, I did it first, even if you didn't, and then try to roll with it. Like, that's not gonna work. And it's also against the whole internet concept in general. The whole point of the internet is to be free. Like I don't even, like, wasn't there a whole movement called SOPA? I don't know much about it. I was really too young.
No, SOPA was like...
SOPA PIPA, that was so long ago, fuck.
Those were acts put in place to, like, check, like, people's internet history. Yeah, restrict the internet.
Okay, I didn't know much about it because I was really young when it happened, so I didn't pay much attention. So, yeah, but, like, the whole point of the internet is to have it be open and free and be able to express yourself the way you want to and not have issues with, like, copyright or trademarks for the most part. Like, of course, like, if you upload a whole fucking song or something, that's obviously against fair use, but, like, fair use should still stand. And, like, I think, I don't know, people are, like, forgetting that.
Mm-hmm. I think fans can, like, reinforce it a lot, too, where it's, like, they watch a creator that does a certain thing, right? So they're like, this creator, oh, this is their
time,
thing.
All the time, dude. All the time. You know? And then, like, if you do a concept that someone else has done before, and, like, let's be real here, pretty much every single concept you could ever come up with has been done at this point, right? Every concept has been done. There's so many people online, so many different minds thinking about different things. Everything has been done. Just because someone else did something doesn't mean that, like, oh, they immediately copied them or, like, they completely ripped their idea. You know, like, sometimes it is the case, but most of the time there is a creative twist there, or there is something they did differently to try to differentiate themselves.
Yeah, they take a different angle.
Yeah, and it's like even if you just do a type of content that someone else has done, like, let's say you do, like, a movie review, immediately call a clone of different movie reviewers, or, like, cartoon review, for example, until you build a presence in the community that you're in, then you're not called a copy. Then people who start after you are called a copy. It's like a whole cycle.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it shouldn't be happening, but that's part of, like, the fan culture.
Oh, no,
I think,
it's bound to happen. It's just something you just ignore. You move on.
Yeah, no, definitely. But, like, just... That's not even the only thing that, like, Julian and Colin's channel does, you know? Like, so you're just gonna say, oh, anybody that's doing that is copying their, like, original work. Like, I understand, like, a lot of it's kids, you know, or younger people. But, like, do not go on fucking Twitter and harass someone. Like, just don't do that ever, period. Like, it's that easy. Just don't tweet it.
Like, if you want to, like, settle something, try to do it privately first. If the person refuses... The last resort is, like, a tweet that's not even, like, added at the end. Like, at the start just saying, like, hey, can we talk? Or, like, hey, can we please talk about this? Or something like that. Like, that is the last resort. Like, and then, like, the very last resort is obviously going out on public. But, like, you really usually don't need to get there. Like, it rarely happens that you need to get there. So, usually people are pretty receptive to DM conversations about things. So...
Props to Craig from Screwtech, though. Holy shit, man.
what an absolute
mad lad. The responses he gave were just, like, so sarcastic.
Like, I know. It's kind of unrelated. It's kind of unrelated, but, like, when Screwtech rebranded to Death Battle, they uploaded, like, the best fucking video announcing it. Like, it was literally just a bunch of comments saying, all you do is upload Death Battle shit now. You should just rename the channel to Death Battle. And, like, yeah, okay. And they just fucking did it.
That is good.
God. I mean, it's the death battles that get the views and, like, the money and all that stuff. So I get it.
I still watch Death Battle. I quite like it.
This isn't on the topic list, but I kind of want to move into it because, like, I've been watching Rooster Teeth's new show and, like...
What is their new show?
It's called Genlock.
Oh, yeah. Genlock.
Yeah, I don't have anything good to say.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah,
is it a cartoon or an anime type thing?
It's like a 3D. It's like Ruby animation style.
It's not as smooth. That's one of my first complaints.
So gimped, okay. Ruby.
It moves very stuntedly, right?
Into the Spider-Verse, but not done well.
Yeah, it's done real bad.
Okay,
I'll say it. You know, and I think one of the things that Ruby did really well was sound design. So when somebody hits someone, you feel that. You feel the crunch of that impact. Right? The characters in Genlock control mechs. And I don't even feel like the mechs are there.
Titanfall the movie?
It's Titanfall the cartoon.
Titanfall the cartoon.
Yeah, pretty much.
She just got the rights for that, dude.
God. But the thing with Genlock that bothers me, right, is like, okay, so it's okay with the show being diverse, but I have never seen it so bad in my entire life. It was really bad.
Like, how bad? Like, what are we talking about?
So the characters join this online game, right? And they're trying to bond as, like, team members. And they all bond instantly in this one scene, right? Instead of having, like, build-up or, like, character progression. It just sort of, like, happens. And the reason that happens is because they get in this game, and one of the characters, right, is a lesbian, but she's also Muslim. And she doesn't, like, you don't find that out through anything interesting. She just, like, looks at the camera and just says it. And I'm like, what?
Wait, so why? Does each character just go through listing what they are, and they're all like, let's be friends? Is that what happens?
That is really the gist of what that scene was,
yes. Oh my god, that's really bad.
And then
that's
the really other character is thinking about transitioning, which, like, would be a really cool character arc, and I'd really like for it to be fleshed out. But, like, they just opened with, I'm thinking of transitioning. Well,
you can't, oh, like, you...
Like, I met you 20 minutes ago. Why are you telling me this?
Imagine like it's like a, let's say a spy movie, right? And, like, in the first 20 minutes, he looks at the camera and is like, I'm a spy with 50 years of experience. I've killed 300 people, and this is my mission. Like, imagine that's how every spy movie started.
Like I get it. It's really brave to put in characters like that. I mean, it shouldn't be brave, but, like, it is, because of the kind of, like, society that we live in. And I think you should be able to do characters like that. We live in a society, Jesus.
No, like, there's no problem with characters like that at all, but it's just, like, you can't just deliver with saying, like, I am blah-bitty-blah-blah. Like, that's not how you deliver a character at all. Like, that's dumb. You can't just say it like that.
I don't know, man. I said I was gay in a video, and I got, like, 5 stars on IMDb. I don't know what you're talking about.
At least there's a build-up on YouTube. Like, you drop hints everywhere, and eventually you just come out and say it.
No, yeah, just, like, at least there's a build-up. Faggot lol, and people left.
It was alrighty then.
I mean, yeah, that it was different when you're doing, like, a TV
show.
Yeah,
no,
like,
it's not like it's. There's not, like, a fucking story progression as of yet, mate.
I mean, I think it would have been a really interesting character arc for the character who's, like, thinking of transitioning if they were, like. Like, I saw that happen, you know?
Yeah, if you saw, like, the progression of their thinking, you know?
Like, the progression of their thinking, and, like, if it was, like, a process that you saw grow, like, throughout the show.
Yeah, that,
like,
would be super interesting. Person. That'd be super interesting, but, like... I just imagine, like, all these characters sitting in a room and just going, like, you know, at class where it's like, name one interesting thing about yourself. They just all name this shit.
Brandon, that's literally what it was.
That's so bad.
Yeah.
I was offended. I was offended. And I'm none of those things. I just want to see it done really well.
That was...
It's like,
that's like, it's like kindergarten, dude. Oh my god. Okay, I'm good. Okay.
Bro, this is totally unrelated, but I'm holding, like, a single Joy-Con in my hands, and fucking I'm trying to figure out how James Marriott plays with a single Joy-Con with his gigantic fucking paw.
What?
How does he do this?
What does he play? What does he play? Smash the single Joy-Con?
He plays Smash with a single Joy-Con.
What the fuck?
I know. What the
dude,
fuck?
Dude, I can't even play Mario Kart with a goddamn single Joy-Con. It's just too uncomfortable, dude.
My hands are too big.
I've watched you try and you suck.
Yeah.
But it's a single Joy-Con, anybody would, though. Yeah, he said something along the lines of, it's his excuse to lose.
That's a good reason.
All right, wait. Are you done talking about the Diesel? You done talking about the... more?
Well,
more?
Anyway, nobody seems to be watching Genlock, so I don't imagine it's going to last much longer. It's honestly not that great. There you go. The theme song's a banger, but that's about it.
Okay, can we talk about Kotaku? Because
yes,
do they,
speaking of bangers.
Do they normally put out good articles? I get them all confused.
So this isn't... I tweeted this out earlier, but I'm going to guess neither of you saw it. So I'm going to link you both the article now, and I want your, like...
Okay, thank you.
...reaction
thank you, my
to this.
Son. Alrighty then. That's my reaction. Let me read the title for everyone
who's listening. Is this in the opinions column?
I made a sex club in The Sims and everyone got pregnant. Oh, yay!
Makes sense. Is there no protection in The Sims?
Yeah, dude, literally all the related articles are like, what I learned from Overwatch, a great deal of Overwatch porn. A game about slapping an ass gave me embarrassing flashbacks. Ooh, this is
God,
great.
Fucking, I, God. Just watch a ninja clap so, his cheek.
Ninja clapping Jess's cheeks.
Like, here, you'll see what I mean. Like, he's literally, there's literally
oh, yes,
one
there's literally a ninja.
It's literally yes. Hit, like, pink-haired dude clapping Jess's cheeks.
Okay, so let me elaborate on this article, because I went through and I read it for people who don't like reading.
Thank you.
So basically, there's a mod read. Called Wicked Whims, right? That adds like over 68 different sex mods to The Sims or something like that, right?
68? Holy shit.
Yeah,
why couldn't they have gotten one more, dude?
I know, tell me about it.
Oh my god, that's a good point. What the fuck?
Yeah, I think it's 68. It might be more... but basically, you can. There's also like a expansion where you can make clubs, so you can mix that and make a sex club,
nice.
Right? And so basically, yeah, that's what this lady did, and their character was a swinger, so they were like porking everybody that they could pork, until they got pregnant and had three different kids, and they're like, oh, it's really awkward when the fathers call and just say happy birthday. It's like, okay, that's really sad.
Damn, dude! What the fuck?
And then also, her son, the son of the Sim, ends up having, as the article writer puts it, because let's be honest, not a journalist, he is obsessed with having lots of autonomous sex in inappropriate places, like the living room. He impregnated his first girlfriend on their first sexual encounter.
Okay, excuse me, how is the living room inappropriate?
Okay, I'm not even gonna... yep, okay.
What's so inappropriate about a living room?
What's so inappropriate about jerking off in a living room? I don't know, Brandon, you asked me that.
Well, it's not like he's jerking off in a public fucking toilet. Like,
you have other people that live in your home, and you go, I'm gonna sit down in front of the TV and watch porn
and
beat my meat.
Oh, he wasn't alone?
Perhaps those people living in your house are also your family, Brandon.
I thought he was alone. Like,
no,
like at the
he's,
time.
A, he's a teenager.
No, I thought the mom like left the house or something.
No. They'll just do it whenever.
Yeah, don't jerk off in the
also,
living room your family's around.
The article goes on to say, and to complicate things further, she's the half-sister of the stepdad's son's child.
Wait, repeat that?
He impregnated his first girlfriend on their first sexual encounter, and to complicate things, she's the half-sister of his stepdad's son's child.
This is, I still can't wrap
so
my head
like
around
second cousins? I can't
is,
wrap my head around
this
that.
Is like in, this is in The Sims, right? Like, this isn't like real life.
Yeah, this
is
The Sims. No, this
okay,
is
thank
not
God.
Real life.
Thank God.
I'm sure this has happened. I'm sure this all has happened.
I got
in
lost
real life,
like
but...
at the mention of the article writer, and I was like, wait, are we talking about the article writer now?
No.
The article writer's son jerks off in the living room. Oh my god.
The article ends with Riley's only lasting legacy to her descendants was a whole bunch of half siblings, a handful of used sex toys, and a gigantic sprawling fuck palace to live in.
This sounds like the
fan fiction. Well, okay. Oof. That's a hard
very, move. Very far south. If you live in the south and you don't do this, thank you. But if you do, don't do this.
Sweet home Alabama.
Alabama.
But yeah, I saw this Kotaku article and I was like, how the fuck does this get written?
Damn. I'm really glad it did, I guess, because that's really fucking funny.
That is a funny article.
I don't know. Obviously, if this is the articles that they're making these days, I understand why they need
I'm
to learn the code.
It.
Bazinga.
I'm for it. Anyways, okay, so let's talk about something that's not as fun and not a banger. So, the new live-action remake of Aladdin looks fucking awful.
Mainly
the genie.
The new Endgame trailer looked great.
Yeah, Endgame always looks good because it's Marvel. But
I'm really glad they chose Will Smith as the new Thanos. It really fits.
Shut the fuck up.
Bit put off by the blue, though.
I didn't get what you were saying at first.
Someone called him a stand, and I thought that was really funny.
Oh, yeah, that's so fucking genius.
Will Smith playing the genie like that is like, it looks like Avatar 2. Like, it looks so fucking bad. I can't believe they thought that was a good idea. I saw lots of opinions on Reddit too. Lots of people were saying that the genie should just be all CGI and they shouldn't slap Will Smith's face on it for two reasons. One, because Robin Williams. And then two, because the genie isn't supposed to be human at all. He's supposed to be a genie. So, I don't know. It looks really stupid.
I'm confused. Is he going to like transition to like a Will Smith form eventually? Or is he going to look
probably
bulbous the whole time?
It looks so bad. It looks so fucking bad,
we have the
dude.
Technology.
We don't have the technology.
We have the technology, but does that mean we should use it? No.
See, your scientists were so concerned with whether they could, but not if they should.
You know what's so bad about this?
What?
Fucking deep fakes look better.
I know, there are deep fakes that look way better.
Deep fakes made by people on their fucking computers at home look better than a professionally made film by fucking Disney.
Looks like Snapchat face swap.
Yeah, no, it does. It fucking does. It looks like they put a fucking projector in the room and they just moved it with the body and they're like, this is his face.
Oh, look, it's floating in the room. Oh.
Like, you know those like Disneyland rides or whatever, they have like the fucking projector faces? That's what it fucking looks like. That's what it fucking looks like.
Yeah,
it looks so bad.
Don't put those Disney projector faces down like that, Brendan. That's not fair to them.
Well, right. I'm a smoker now.
No, it looks so fucking bad. I can't believe this was ever approved.
Sorry, I got the air stuck in my throat meme.
You know the fucking movie's still gonna bang, though.
I know, because normies will go see it.
On the name.
Yeah.
I do not want to go see the live-action Disney remakes, but I did see Christopher Robin, and that movie was like, okay.
I heard Christopher Robin was really good.
That looked really good.
It was cute,
I
guess.
I still want to watch Christopher Robin, and based on the cast specifically for Lion King, I want to give it a shot. But I'm not holding out high hopes.
I kind of like, I miss the musical aspect of the Disney movies, you know, so I don't really enjoy the live action because they just say, we're going to cut out the musical parts. Because those would be great scenes if they were live action, like choreographed numbers. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's like, imagine the Polar Express scene, but it's not fucking CGI.
Yeah, but it's not creepy as shit, yeah.
Nah, it's a good scene. It's not creepy. It's great.
I'm just looking at the Will Smith genie, and the more I look at it, the worse it gets.
All I can think about is Will Smith going, aha, that's right. Hot.
I know.
Wait, real fast. Can I call someone on the podcast?
Call someone? Who are you calling?
I'm
Will Smith?
I'm going to call someone out.
Call someone out?
It's
okay.
Tea time. 24 frames of Nick. You think The Polar Express is a bad film and is boring. Well, I'm here
it
to
is.
Tell you that you're wrong.
Nick, I agree with you.
Diesel,
I don't have an opinion. I haven't watched it in fucking like 6 years.
It does not hold up. I don't think it holds up.
I don't care if it holds up. It's not boring.
I don't know, man.
Anyways, yeah, that genie's really ugly, and I can't express how bad it is. Like, well, actually, I can. Remember the Superman image of him like clean shaven because it's CGI'd out?
Yeah, they
like
CGI'd out the mustache.
It's like the equivalent of that. Like, it's that bad.
Well, you guys, will you go over how bad you think it is? Let me see if I can find a reaction image to properly sum up how bad it is.
There was an article with a genie picture from like the original Aladdin that had like his fucking jaw drop to the floor. it was really funny. Yeah,
I listened to the genie song again with Robin Williams, and I'm like, God, I can't believe they're fucking replacing this man. This is just not okay. I don't feel comfortable with this at all.
Yeah, they're replacing him with fucking Will Smith. You know. The fastest growing YouTube channel of the century.
Like, you get Will Smith in your movie, he's not acting as a character, he's just Will Smith.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't go into a movie and go, oh, that's not Will Smith. Like, The Rock can only play The Rock in the movies.
I think at this point...
I think Will Smith has more range than The Rock, at least.
Actually, I think The Rock has more range, if you want me to be honest.
I agree, The Rock has more range.
I think Maui is a perfect example
okay,
of how
yeah,
much range
that's
he has.
That's a good point.
Will Smith is like, I think he's a lot more recognizable than
I found. Line. I found the reaction image. There we go.
Okay.
He looks like that. The genie looks like that. I can't say who it is, but it looks like that.
You're a dick.
I'm not a dick. It's true.
No, okay, no, I'm not disagreeing.
Speaking of dicks, the Fox News host, He's kind of a dick. I mean,
speaking of dicks, last night.
Which Fox host?
I don't know which one, but like, so I'll send the article.
You wanna? I'll know who it is. Yeah.
So this Fox News host, apparently hasn't washed his hands in 10 years.
Please tell me it's Tucker Carlson.
It's not him.
Fuck,
it's not,
that's boring.
It's neither of them. I haven't seen him before. This is the first time I've seen him.
It was unrelated note. There was some lady who went on Good Morning UK, buck ass naked, to protest Brexit. Yeah, no, she's protesting Brexit, and she just goes everywhere naked. She's some professor. Yeah, huh.
Interesting.
She just goes places nude. See,
yeah. So this article
this is by The Guardian, though.
No, this article's no. But like, he actually said that he doesn't think germs are real, and he hasn't washed his hands in 10 years. Like, there's a video I saw it. That's actually in this article if you scroll down. So no one's talking. We must all be watching the
video. Like he says that, and his fucking co-hosts just start laughing at him. Like, he's like, and he's like, really though, really? And then he starts rubbing his hands together, like, stop doing that, brother.
Yeah, it's like, how the fuck have you? Okay, first of all, it's like, germs are fucking real, you idiot. and then it's like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you telling me you've never spilt anything on your hands or like got your hands sticky and be like, I'm gonna wash them? Like, have you not washed your hands in 10 years?
Part of me thinks that him saying like, I can't see them, therefore they aren't real. Part of me feels like that sounds like a joke.
This sounds like bait. This sounds like bait. Yeah,
like, it sounds like it's dry delivery, admittedly, but it sounds like something still, like you or me might joke about. It's like, I don't think germs are real, so I can't see them, so they're not real. Like, that sounds
it's
like something
you would bait,
say as a meme.
But it's still fucking funny.
It's fucking funny, yeah, but like...
Somebody went on TV and said germs aren't real, and they haven't washed their hands in 10 years.
It's like, I don't want to assume, like, that this dude doesn't actually wash his hands, like, without, like, giving him the benefit of the doubt, you know?
Hey, he fucking said it! You can assume it all you want!
Yeah, you true. Know? I could, but...
No, like, he opened the floodgates for that shit. Like, you, like, imagine him tweeting, complaining about it.
I feel like he was trying to bait, like, lefty journalists into making an article like
this. Well, I mean, it worked, because if you read the first fucking sentence of this goddamn article, Donald Trump's favorite TV show, Fox and Friends, it's totally
politically charged. This article is trash.
Yeah, this article is trash. The Guardian's trash. Anyways.
I mean, could you guys explain why it's trash? Because I can't read.
So at the start of the article, they had like a politically charged statement to rile up their audience, and it's biased as shit, and The Guardian's bad. Did that help you?
They're lefty New York journalists, they all have the same opinion, and they like the circle jerk.
Then yes. My main question was, can you teach me how to read? I'm illiterate.
No. Go back to preschool.
you know what like really like puts me off about The Guardian, which why I can't trust them? When you try and highlight something on their website, it doesn't highlight it in blue. It highlights it in yellow.
That's dangerous. That sounds
like it ask if you want to tweet it out instead of copy it. That's also bad. I don't like that either. Some sites don't even let you copy it to, like, sometimes I'll use, like, quotes, and they, like, won't let me copy and paste.
Yeah, I have to fucking type it. It's like, what's the point? Like, I can just type this.
I've seen some websites where you copy it, and when you paste it, it pastes it with a fucking citation.
Really? That would be helpful.
Brandon, every time you copy and paste, it doesn't matter if you copy the citation, it puts the citation wherever you pasted the fucking thing.
I mean, that's an, like, if it was like an MLA formatted citation,
yeah,
I'd use that.
That sounds helpful for MLA.
But
if you want to copy a quote and put it in mid-sentence, congrats, you now have an entire citation like three lines down.
Oh, it's that long? Damn.
Yeah, like, yes.
It's like, I want to copy this quote for a tweet. You've gone over your Twitter any characters. You have 600 characters. Oh, God.
This has to be... I'm reading the rest of this. And he said that he also eats day-old pizza. Likes to drink from hose pipes.
Who doesn't eat day-old pizza?
And enjoys riding bikes without a helmet.
Yeah, everybody eats day-old pizza. Like, that's not that weird.
Bikes without a helmet's a pretty common thing.
Yeah, but fucking, like, speaking of pizza, like, I had this topic a few lines down. Did you guys watch the Shane Dawson shit?
No. I don't watch him anymore.
I think the documentary sucked. There, I said it.
Nah, like, but there's, like, this really funny thing. Like, he was, like, talking, like, he covered it a second part. Like, I liked them, but it was basically about how Chuck E. Cheese pizza, it looked, the pizzas look like they fucking like just pick up slices that the kids didn't eat and then they make them parts of new pizzas.
I believe that.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly believe that. It's fucking gross, but it's hilarious. And they denied it, but it's like, why the fuck do your pizzas look like
that? Why would they say that they did? Like,
exactly. Like,
it's I totally could see him doing that.
Chuck E. Cheese pizza's ass. Maybe the guy in the costume just fucking cuts it. And like, he's so uncoordinated, that's why it's so bad.
But like, they're not like straight cuts, they're like like completely different halves of different pizzas. Like, they don't make a
full one circle. Has a bite out of it.
They don't make full circles like with their shit. Like, it's funny.
Ooh. Yeah, it sounds bad.
Yeah.
Anyways, what's our next topic? The state of New York.
Let me pull something up real fast for this.
I have so many opinions on this, dude. Like, I'm totally there.
You haven't even been to New York, you fucker.
I'm totally
when
there.
When I think of New York, I think the city of New York, often called New York City or simply New York, is the most populous city in the United States, with an estimated 2017 population of 8,622,698 distributed over a land area of about 302.6 square miles, 784
basically
kilometers
too many
squared.
People.
But no. Okay, so I went to New York last weekend with James Marriott, and I saw
you left
Diesel.
The box.
I went
the box
I came
with.
That was the first time you didn't do the box gag.
I did an extra gag.
Fuck. Were you?
It's
all,
not a whenever, gag. How dare you?
Whenever you talk about going Thank on you, a trip, Diesel. You always mention the box.
I mean, it was a bit different this time. It was like, I don't know how to explain it.
It was big.
Already. I don't really want to talk. I don't really.
And hi,
Brandon. I'm gonna. I don't really want to talk.
Okay.
About it.
Can we go for it?
Can we? Okay.
Go on. come on.
So I went. I went.
Come on!
Please stop yelling, please.
I'm peeking my mic.
So I went to New York over the weekend, and I saw with James Marriott, and I saw fucking Diesel. He looked 7 feet shorter somehow. And I also hung out with Justin Wang, and it was a
Diesel
good time.
Diesel got shorter?
There was... Yeah, he's like 6 inches tall now. It's really weird.
Damn.
Thank you.
He's really Legit. Got that Benjamin Button going on.
But, yes, I'm Benjamin Button.
But we went to a host of unique places on the day that we hung out. we went to the fucking Museum of Sex. That was good.
What the fuck? Why wasn't I invited? No, I'm kidding.
You weren't there. Trust me, if you were there, God... That would have been hilarious.
Was it bad, the museum?
No, it
was
great.
Was it like a funny bad, as I'm saying?
Actually, like, okay, James turned to me at one point, and he was like, you know, this is a lot more serious than I thought it was going to be. I'm like, yeah, this is
like,
this is actually
genuine,
really serious.
It's genuinely, like, history of sex and, like, in like how it was, like, portrayed over
this
the years.
This actually sounds interesting.
It was genuinely interesting. Like, it's
pretty, it was
it's,
interesting.
18 years
yeah.
old.
It's decently small, but like they yes. have a lot of like they have a lot of like interesting exhibits and stuff. Like, it's fucking weird how
let me explain. Let me explain, Brandon, what we did. Right.
Okay.
So, you know, at one point, you know, we get into the first floor, and I'm just staring at, you know, like paintings of boobs, and you know, my girlfriend's standing there next to me going, this is nice.
I'm like,
yeah, I guess so. No, like it's nice art, you know, because like we've been to art museums before, and like this was real art, not like the MoMA. Like, cause I told you guys, I went to the MoMA with my girlfriend.
Yeah, it was
fucking
like
horrendous.
More, like, classical understanding,
you know?
Of art, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, it was classical. Like, we enjoyed it, you know.
And like, it was well put together shit, and like even like normal art, like sculpting and like even paintings and shit. They have
this actually sounds fun. Like, this sounds interesting.
Yeah, but at one point, right, we get to the history of stag film, the history of porno, right? So, you know, I'm sitting there next to James and Quiet and my girlfriend, and we're all just sitting there looking at some chick from the 1920s who's probably dead getting fucking pounded.
Towards the end of it, did they have, like, Pornhub videos from, like, the modern day?
No, it was all, like,
that would have been really funny.
Literally, like, old-ass.
It was all, like, ancient porn.
Ancient porn!
There was a whole section about, like, the history of homosexual stag films because of, like, how, and, like, interracial stag film because of how rare they were back in the day. Because, like, only white people got representation, like, back in the 20s and shit, right? So, like, being able to find that shit was really rare.
Yeah.
It was, like,
so,
the holy
like,
nut.
They had, like, They had like the first kind of like fantasy porn where a guy was dressed as like an imp and it was a bunch of elf girls that were like sucking his dick.
This was in like, the 1920s.
I know that sounds weird. Yeah, these are like all very old films.
Black and white, all that
times
shit.
Have not changed at all.
But like,
oh, there was like in a lot of like the sex artifact shit, there was like a fucking head of a furry. Like they had the head of a furry.
Times have really not changed.
No. Also, while
it was
we
a
were
modern
watching
version.
This,
like it was clearly recent, but
yeah. While we were watching the stag films, it was probably like, you know, there was us four, and then there was like 15 other 20-somethings all standing in this room, just all staring at this person going, like, getting fucked. Just going, this is interesting.
Oh my god, this sounds...
Weirdest experience I have ever had.
It sounds really weird, but also super interesting to, like...
It's, like, I'm communally watching someone have sex with a bunch of strangers, like, standing next to me.
Like, fucking theaters like that were common up until, I don't know what time, but, like, those were
like, you could only watch those... You could only watch those stag films in theaters. Like you, like
that's all,
like,
so weird, like, dude. Imagine fucking going into a theater and then like not being and, like watching a porno and not being able to bust a nut.
Like to be fair, like not all of it was just staring at like the porn and not knowing what to do. Like there was like descriptions of what each thing was, like the history behind it and shit.
You think porn's
like it wasn't just. It wasn't just people standing there watching.
No, I figured it wasn't, but like the porn part's the funniest. Do you think that there were better stories in porn back in the day because they were like on a theater screen? Like,
no.
Okay.
No.
They're still bad.
Well, it was silent films.
Oh.
They were silent films. So like in the middle of like someone getting porked, they'd have like the text for what they were saying.
What the fuck?
Like no, so no meme, weird. Like 100%.
It's like a GIF.
Yeah.
But without color.
Also, when we got into the sex artifacts area, right? There was a bunch of weird... Like, I know the furry head, like, okay, yeah. But that's, like, nothing compared to the other stuff in that room.
That's not that weird compared to some of the other shit. Because, like, that's not even exclusively for sex.
They had a real doll in a case. So, for people who don't know what a real doll is, they're basically the most elaborate... elaborately crafted sex dolls you could ever buy.
If I'm not mistaken, they're kind of creepy looking.
It's very uncanny.
Yeah, because their eyes don't move, but like look so real.
It looks like a dead person, I'll be honest. You can tell something's a little off about the skin.
No, like you know? It's really hard to mimic human like facial features and like bodies. Like that is something that like we as a species can like differentiate really well.
Yeah, the uncanny valley always gets
They also had ancient vibrators. And they look like power tools.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
There was a chainmail condom.
How would that even fucking do anything?
It was for
BDSM.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's not for practical.
Yeah, I was about to say how.
It's for electricity.
What?
Yeah, you put like something electric. You shock them through the tip.
Wait, do you shock your own dick or do you shock the woman?
You shock your own dick. A woman shocks your dick.
Nice.
No. No. No.
But by far the best exhibit in the entire museum, and Diesel knows exactly what I'm talking about. There's this one like inflatable bounce house of shit, and like it was a lot of fun to like, you know, like inflatable bounce houses are fun. But it was like inflatable tits. And you could just bounce the fuck all over him. It was
this
great.
Sounds fucking amazing.
Yeah, it was a big bouncy castle with boobs everywhere.
Like it was genuinely really cool. Like it was fucking hilarious.
Damn, electrical condom.
And the gift shop. The gift shop was full of dildos, vibrators.
Imagine buying one of those out there.
I couldn't.
No, it would be so fucking weird.
I like part of me wanted to just to say I did, but then the other part of me was like I couldn't go up to someone and then put something like that on the desk
I'd like to buy this fleshlight, please.
How do you buy something from the Museum of Sex gift shop and then go to Nintendo World after that?
You hide it in your bag and don't let anyone see it.
It's like how did like but you know it's there. There's no way you can walk in there without.
No, I feel like if you like. You went to, like, a gift shop like that, you'd have to be, like, so shameless to walk in and buy something.
I I don't have it in me. Like, to no, do that. I was close, but not that close. Never do that.
Like, maybe like a dildo, ironically, but that's it. Because like,
yeah, no, like, because they'd assume you're buying it for the purpose that it's intended. You know. Like, what are you going to do? Go up to the lady at the cash register and go.
Lollipop dildo image of Brandon.
I don't think most people would assume that you'd be buying a dildo as a dude for yourself.
You don't know that.
I think they'd assume.
You don't know that, though.
I don't know. I think they'd assume it'd be for your partner.
Would you care? Like, the thing is, though, like, if you're buying a dildo in a gift shop, would you care that much?
No, if you had the balls to do it, but.
Yeah, but this is like, it's a sex shop, but it is also a museum.
No, it's so weird. Okay? It's like, you fucking go through the entire exhibits, and you're like, damn, I'm turned on with this old porn. I'm gonna go buy a vibrator.
I don't know how anybody could sit there and be turned on by that stuff, man.
Isn't that bad?
No. I mean, like, they didn't shave, so. It's
were
bad.
The men, like, super, super hairy?
Everyone was super, super hairy. See, my icon's a demonetized symbol. That's this podcast.
Oh, absolutely. Fucking, we talked about...
We might as well just name the episode Museum of Sex, because that'll probably get views regardless.
That's actually not a bad idea. Way, yeah. I mean, that's we could put a three to avoid, like, total restriction.
I mean...
Just like Elon Musk.
They'll pick up on the fucking auto-generated captions anyway.
Yeah, but if you put sex on the title, probably. You're definitely going to get marked as mature. If we put... We might get teen if we put it with a three. So, I think it's worth doing the three. Anyways, how far are we into this? Oh, shit.
Like 50 minutes.
Yeah, no, 45. We...
I mean...
What? Okay, let's talk...
I mean, we have other stuff we did in New York, too.
Like, we... when we went to New York, we also went to, fucking... We did an escape room. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we did an escape room with another couple, and they were yelling at each other at one point, and we were like, oh boy.
Yeah, they were very pissed at each other the whole time, but they were cool.
Yeah, they were a nice couple, except for the parts where they were yelling loudly.
You fucking idiot, do this, stop this!
It was pretty much that.
I already did that! I already, and just imagine like people with thick New York accents just yelling at each other.
Oh yeah, that classic New York hospitality, you know how it is.
Alright, is there anything else about your New York trip? Because if not, we're gonna skip to Discord, because this might be long.
Yeah, I think we should get to Discord. All right. This would be a big
quite
one.
Discord, let's go.
Discord! So if you guys are unaware, there was like, after the Quackity shit, like this is different, but still vaguely connected. Because
yeah, it involves a trust and safety team and users with
but
the trust
it's
and safety
a,
team.
But it's a bit more serious.
A lot more serious.
That, like, it involves the fucking FBI. So, not like, I think a couple weeks ago it was, Newsweek made an article covering Discord where they, this is an actual title of an article that exists in the year 2019. Discord comes under fire for alleged moderator abuse and furry corruption. It was fucking
that
great.
Title was so fucking but, funny.
But essentially what they did was they covered a lot of allegations against Discord that they had a lenient stance against the idea of cub porn, which if you don't know is essentially furry child.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
And since their rules stated a bunch, like explicitly things against Lolicon and Shotokan, they didn't have anything explicitly about cub porn until their TOS until recently. And it seemed like they would treat it as a gray area where they would give some leniency.
It wasn't it wasn't just leniency. Like moderators would respond to emails claiming it's art and that it's fine.
Like the emails I read said that like it's a gray area because not all of them are humanoid, and that was their excuse, which was a shit excuse.
Yeah, it was
but
a bad excuse.
That was like the leniency.
No, like if you were a Discord moderator, you and like you were like you weren't into that, you would totally be like, let's just ban it to be fair, like to be safe, you know, which like makes it really suspicious about the mod team and like what they liked. So because like why the fuck wouldn't you ban it?
Concerning one of the moderators who like I think it was who sent that, I'm not sure if that was the, it was if it
there
was
were
the
a couple
person.
Mods that there, said stuff like that. I think there was like three
but there but, are a like, couple but that was one of them.
The one I'm thinking about, like you guys probably know which one, it's the one that like is the most infamous.
Yeah,
there was some like if you watched this guy Strixo, he made a video where it was a really in-depth video where he went over a lot of the allegations like on his own, and like he looked into some of the things that were alleged against the mod that was involved, Can I just name them?
No.
They're all... I mean, like, here's the thing, is that they're in, like, the Newsweek article.
Yeah, they're
in the articles and shit. All the articles. Yeah, fuck it. I think all the shit's private anyways.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, go for it.
No, they nuke their Twitter.
Wait, no. Their name's blacked out in the emails.
Okay, really? If it's blacked out, don't mention it. I just don't want to, like... I don't want this person to get unneeded harassment, because they've already gotten flamed enough. So...
Yeah. But there was a lot, like, there was but essentially what they did recently was they came out with a long-ass blog post detailing that they had explicitly said all cub porn is banned, so it's no longer gray area. If it depicts anything that looks like a minor in a sexual situation, it's not allowed on the fucking, on the website. Which
is totally fair. Like, it should have been the rule already, you know?
It shouldn't have been up for discussion anyway, because, like...
Even, like... You should have just been like, oh, it might be a gray area, but let's just ban it to be safe. Like, this should have been the logic if you were a moderator and you think it's a gray area. This should have been your logic anyways.
But it's like, at this point, it's done. What's done, better late than never, I guess. But, like, fucking, the thing that most people are on their ass about now is because in that blog post, it didn't really seem like they addressed a bunch of stuff with the Discord
safety team. Yeah.
Maybe they're doing stuff behind the scenes that reorganizes the structure of the team itself that... stops it from lets it have a more diverse view of things, but they didn't really address that. They mostly spent time defending like that the job of the trust and safe team is really hard, which I'm sure it is. They have
don't get me wrong, like I am sure the trust and safety team's job is hard. The issue that everyone have with the trust and safety team though was not because like they were behind their job or anything like that. It was because of the way they were handling the rules and the way they were like just handling everything, like banning people for basically unjustified reasons, giving bogus reasons, and allowing the cub porn. It wasn't because of, like, I don't know. It wasn't because they weren't doing the job right at all. It was just minor things like that. It was things like that they could fix really easily when they're reviewing cases. It wasn't like, oh yeah, they're not doing a good enough job because they're not reviewing reports fast enough or something like that. It was nothing like that. So it was...
But the criticism that is being levied at their blog post... is that they didn't really address anything that they were doing internally for that. They just spent most of the time defending them, and the only thing they explicitly said was they were now banning.
Yeah, they should have won. I think they should have publicly said we're talking to our trust and safety team, or we're retraining them or something. Mainly because I'm pretty sure. I mean, like, it's been talked about on Twitter and Reddit a lot recently. I'm pretty sure a couple of the staff either got fired or laid off. Because
it's uncorroborated rumors.
Yeah,
though.
We don't have any
confirmation, to support that.
But like it's based off the fact that they used to have their job in their bio and on two accounts, Reddit and Twitter, and they removed it on both, which makes us think that they don't have it anymore, or they just want to stop being associated with that. But like they're kind of their job's kind of a public figure, so they probably did because let's be real, the cub porn thing, I would have fired them too.
I would have fired them. Yeah, but even better than that, like Fur Affinity doesn't allow cub porn. Are you kidding me? How does Discord allow it? But not the place where most furries interact with each other. Like, are you kidding me? And like there is evidence of the Fur Affinity team that's in their TOS, right? They go through and they remove it consistently. And plenty of furries report cub porn on their own. So it's not on their site.
They don't want it there. Like a lot
but
of
Discord
don't.
Couldn't do that? Are you kidding me?
Surprisingly, most people are against child porn, regardless of what part of like whatever.
It's a pretty fucking common thing, you know.
Like it ain't like a furry thing. It ain't like a fucking person thing. It's just no child porn bad.
Yeah, everyone's against that shit. So like, I feel like it had to be just the trust and safety team that was like, yeah, this shit's okay. Because I'm pretty sure they helped make the rules.
Yes, so, I would assume they would. So,
at the very least, they're the ones who choose how to enforce them.
Yeah, and like calling it art. Dude,
I didn't see where they called it art.
I saw them calling it art.
I saw the email saying
it's classified under art and that's why it's protected. Is like, are you fucking kidding me? That's so stupid. But yeah, so Discord, I'm glad they made a public statement. I'm glad they addressed the big issue, which was the cub porn. I wish they went more into the TOS thing and like how they're working on that, because let's be real here. Discord's trying to branch into like game sales and shit like that, right? And it's like, why do you expect me to buy a game on an account that I could lose at any point because a moderator disagreed with an opinion I had and banned me? That's essentially what happened to Quackity. Because like, there was even a point in the email where the mod was like, you can't post images of people that you think are funny, which basically means memes aren't allowed. So that was fucking stupid. But yeah, like, why would people buy games on Discord when they're worried their account's gonna get banned for some bogus fucking reason and their appeal process is shit?
Yeah, I think this is a good step forward at least, but it's not like, there's a very clear issue and it needs to be addressed still. Like, I don't know if they should just say anything publicly, but like, no, something like, needs to happen.
I want to at least see like a gradual change of less people getting banned for bogus reasons, because like, you do see people getting banned for bogus reasons on Twitter and Reddit. So it's like, I'd like to see less people complaining about that, and if that happened, it'd be like, okay, they did something, you know? Like, it doesn't have to be entirely external and public, but I'm saying like, if they made a statement, it would give me more confidence in the platform, personally. Okay.
Yeah.
Quiet.
You're dead.
What? No. No.
The silence.
The silence is deafening.
Your silence is deafening. Right,
we got time for one more topic. What do we want to hit up? Nintendo Direct? Yeah, Nintendo Direct.
Tetris Battle Royale!
Yeah, oh my god.
I don't know. I'm totally for it. I think it's hilarious.
What the hell is wrong with you?
What?
It's fucking funny.
Are you telling me, like, okay, first of all,
how is it even going to work?
Okay, it's going to be, so, okay, 99 people are going to join a game, right? And everyone's going to play until the end. And then whoever loses the Tetris game, if you lose your Tetris game, you get knocked out, right? It's like that. You're playing your own solo games. That's how I'm assuming it is. You play your own solo games, and if you lose, you get knocked out.
Yeah, and the other players can attack you with trash or some shit, and you can attack
that. Sounds amazing!
Like, it sounds funny as fuck. But this brings me onto another topic that I may have brought up on the podcast before, but it really irks me that Tetris is the best-selling game of all time, because they count every version of Tetris
as
one game.
Yeah,
it's not fair, okay?
You brought this up. I mean, it'd probably be the best-selling version regardless, because it's on, like, every Windows system by default.
But it's a different, like, fucking, like, three different versions of Tetris with completely different graphics and completely different
playstyles. Yeah, that's stupid.
Are all considered, like, it's considered, like, the entire franchise is considered one game.
So, what's the second best-selling game?
I think it's, like, Pokemon or some shit.
Pokemon something or some shit. Or,
it might have been Minecraft.
Oh, that sounds about right. Hold up. Top 10 best-selling, let's see. Maybe it's Skyrim. Oh, God.
I don't even think Skyrim's up there.
Skyrim's on that list.
Okay, really? Tetris is, this is the order. Tetris, Minecraft, Grand Theft Auto, Wii Sports, PUBG, Pokemon Red, Green, Blue, and Yellow, Wii Fit Plus, Super Mario Bros., Mario Kart, Wii, Wii Sports, Resort, basically a bunch of Nintendo, and then, yeah, Skyrim is 19 on the list of 50.
No, Skyrim's a little higher.
I'm looking at the wiki now. It might be different.
It's
right under New Super Mario Bros. Wii.
Yeah, it's number 13.
Wait. Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right.
You're
right.
Looking, that's no, I'm looking at the reference. That's right, the reference
right,
link.
Right. Yeah, it is 13. You're right. Okay. Let's see. Frogger's on here. The Sims. Fucking Need for Speed Most Wanted. That game sucked.
What? That game was great.
It probably sucked for me because I played it in the Wii, but still.
Yo, Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum is fucking like a... Sun and Moon sold a lot better than I thought it did. Shit.
Black Ops. That did really well.
Yeah, that's not surprising. That was like the best-selling game on the Xbox.
All the GTAs are here. The GTA 5 is the top.
That makes sense. Oh, but like on the topic of the Nintendo Direct, at the very end when like they had like the stormy-ass opening at sea, and then they had like a thunderstrike, and that's like the exact opening of Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Explorers, and I got so fucking excited, and then it was just Legend of Zelda, and I was so disappointed.
Is it a DLC?
No, it's a new game.
Oh,
it's like a new remake Zelda. Yeah,
It's a remake of Link's Awakening.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I play that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it actually
was
looks
there
like
anything
really tight.
About? Like, I would have probably seen this. What am I thinking? Fuck! I just forgot.
Smash.
No, it's the one game that everyone wants. Town something, I think.
Animal Crossing.
Yes, Animal Crossing. There we go. Why the fuck did I forget that? I almost said Farmville, but I did that before.
There's
I know Farmville's on Facebook. So
There was a couple things of note. They talked about the Smash 3.0 update, which was mostly just like software shit.
But we saw the first
preview of a Joker's model, but like we only saw it from the back, and it wasn't like on a stage or anything. He didn't do any moves. We just saw it land. Okay. What else?
Did they update anything about Smash?
No Pokemon
connection.
I didn't say anything about it. Nothing about Pokemon. I saw a fucking they announced Bayonetta 3, I think, like very informally, or they said that.
I thought that was confirmed.
It was probably already confirmed, but they just said that the guys at Platinum were just still working on it.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't
forgotten. I like those updates, but like we didn't forget, by the way.
There were some others.
Because sometimes those are needed.
Yeah. Wait, what did you say?
I like the updates where they're like, yeah, by the way, we're still working this game. Because, like, sometimes it's needed when a game takes forever. Like, that's a really, like, nice update.
Like, you just need to be reminded, like, we didn't forget.
Yeah, like a fucking Apple, like, told us they were making, like, what was it? Air Power? Yeah, it was Air Power. Like, if they were like, yeah, we're making Air Power still instead of just dropping
it. What the fuck is Air Power? See, the wind's already a thing.
Okay, so fucking, it's like, it's their wireless charging Zynga. Pad. It's their wireless, you know what it is, right? Were you memeing? Or do you...
I don't know what it is.
There was a wireless charging pad they announced like 2 years ago with the iPhone 8, and like they haven't updated anything about it up until now. So it was like it was in the dark for years, and everyone thought they just ditched it. They didn't update or anything. So okay, continue. Nintendo.
That's most of what I could remember.
Okay.
Oh, they announced Super Mario Maker 2 as well.
Damn, thank God. That sounds fun. It's about time. It's on the Switch, not the Wii U.
Of course. What's a Wii U?
Yeah, what's a Wii U? There are like 10 people in the world that own a fucking Wii U still. Are you one of the 10, Diesel?
I have a Wii U.
I almost bought a Wii U.
I put mine away.
I almost bought it for Smash. Or not Smash. Mario same, Kart. Same. But like, I looked at the console price and I'm like, this thing's $400. Why is it so expensive?
I almost bought it for Smash 4 and I was like, it's $300? No, I'm good. Okay.
Yeah, it's too expensive or what the fuck it is.
I think that was the year before the Switch was going to come out too.
No, it was. No, I remember it because I remember I was looking at it.
I'm just like, it's like the Wii U is as expensive as the Switch is probably going to be. Like they've already said it's coming out March next year. I'll just fucking wait.
Just wait. All right, I think that's pretty much it. Quite wrap up the podcast, unless anyone else has something to say.
Yeah. Thank you guys for watching this episode of the Loud Mouse Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @loudmouse_. You can check us out on SoundCloud, Google Play, and YouTube and iTunes. We're on a decent amount of places at this point, aren't we? Thanks for watching this episode. It's been fun, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.